We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
No one likes to think of suffering. It's something that we do not look forward to, and we try everything that we can to avoid it. Many give great time and attention to eating right, exercise, regular checkups, to avoid the suffering of physical problems. Many give great time and attention to saving and managing their money to avoid the suffering of having to do without the comforts they have become accustomed. One suffering that many think very little about is a suffering that is far worse than any of these could ever even think about being. It is the suffering that will be in hell. There are many passages that describe the suffering that will be in hell. In Matthew 25, verse 41, everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. In Matthew 13, verse 42, a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. In Matthew 8, and verse 12, outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Mark 9, verse 48, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Those passages should send chills up our spines, causing us to realize that hell is a place that we do not want to be. My friend, in your condition right now, if you died, what would eternity hold for you? As someone who has never obeyed the gospel, you need to give great consideration before it's too late. Because Jesus is coming at an hour that you do not know. Matthew 24, verse 36 through 39. Jesus is coming to judge the world. Matthew 25, verse 31 through 32. Jesus is coming to receive those who have made ready. As Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. My friend, in our culture, and even in the religious world, we do not hear much about hell anymore. But nonetheless, it is as real today as it ever was, whether we choose to think about it or not. And I want to encourage you not to take it lightly, or just push it to the back of your mind, because there will come that day that we will either escape it by the blood of Jesus, or we will be cast into it, having neglected the blood of Jesus. Just something to think about.